Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Orioles skipper Brandon Hyde. Now the season is over. What are you doing now that you can't do during the season? Sleeping in? What are you doing?
No, I'm not sleeping in. I got two kids here, 11 and 13, and so get up in the morning, take them to school. I got some errands to run today. We bought a house last year, and I have a lot of stuff in boxes and storage still that I haven't gone through because I've only been here for about five nights probably. Just a lot of stuff to sort through and kind of get organized, get your life back together a little bit.
I guess we could just get into baseball, finally after football and teens and preteens. What is the number one need for this team in your eyes going forward next year?
Well, we have needs. There's no doubt about it. Our pitching's really struggled this year.
Yeah.
And for a variety of reasons, you know, we tried a bunch of guys. I think we almost a record-setting amount of pitchers that made their debuts this year with us. So we were really young on the mound, competing in a division that had four teams that would be World Series contenders. So not easy to do. But we need to improve on the mound to try to stay in games. Pitching and defense keeps you in games, allows you a chance to win. And you know that would be an area where to be able to compete in our division and around the league, we got to be better on the mound.
Brandon, the last couple weeks of the season, you know, knocking off the Red Sox twice and beating some of those teams, is that, you know, do you feel like that's a reflection of yourself? Because I know there's always questions about, oh, this is a bad team, and you look at these things, those things. But I also feel like when they're playing hard out there, that is a reflection of you.
Well, I don't think just me, but the coaching staff. And for 3 years, you know, last year was kind of a punt year, obviously, with only a 60-game schedule. We were in it for the first 40, and then the trade deadline happened, and really the teams in our division got a lot better those last 20 games, and that's all we played was Tampa, New York, and Boston, it felt like. So this year, you know, it was similar to 2 years ago where I was pleased that we played until the end. We played hard. We played a full 162. We played against teams. Our September schedule was extremely challenging, and we did. We won a series against New York. We won a series against Boston late, where they had must win games. And so for us, our guys to show up and play. I said it all along. You know, even though our record was what it was, you know, every single one of our guys in our clubhouse had something to play for just because we don't have established veteran type guys that could kind of take the last month or few weeks off. We have guys that are fighting for 40 man roster spots to stay on a 40 man and guys that are pre-arbitration and arbitration. So statistics matter, you know, guys trying to really just survive in the big leagues and try to, showcase their talent and showcase to the front office and coaching staff that they can be a part of this going forward. So there was a lot for our guys to play for, and I think our guys did a good job with that.
hit with Orioles skipper Brandon Hyde. Brandon, I remember when I hit 45, even to the day at 50, you know, when things happened, I kind of used that to evaluate myself. What would I do differently? What would I not do different? I'm glad I did this. You know, belated happy birthday. You just hit 48. So going into your third, finishing your third year, your second full season with last year's pandemic as an Oriole manager, what did you learn or have you learned about Brandon Hyde as a manager?
Well, I think you're constantly trying to get better and improve. And, you know, the manager seat is an unusual one where really nothing can prepare you for it. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, different challenges are come your way every single day, whether it's on the field stuff, off the field stuff, you know, meetings in my office with players, coaches, front office, et cetera. There's just a lot that goes along with it. So I just think I understand that better. You know, now that I've been doing it for a while now, mm-hmm. I really enjoy it.
That's
there's,
cool.
You know, I when you go through a year like we just did, there's a lot of reflection of, you know, you think back of certain games, think back a series, what we could have done differently at a spring training. But we, you know, we came out of the gates playing really, really well in April, and that's because we pitched. And we pitched well in April, and we stayed in games. We were right around 500 at the end of April. Then we had a tough time on the mound really after that, and that's when, you know, it was hard. But yeah, I think that you're just constantly trying to grow and take on new challenges. And, you know, I talk with my counterparts around the league quite a bit, some couple guys in our division, some guys that I'm close with on other teams. And you just do the best you can with really what you have. And hopefully, you know, there's good days ahead where we get more talent on the team. Our organization continues to build talent, and our guys are starting to get higher up in the minor leagues, which is great. And so now it's a little bit of patience on my part to get these guys where we can, you know, have a fighting chance night in, night out.
Speaking of a fighting chance, you know, you mentioned you have four teams in the division with 90 wins or more. Because from 91 to 100, I look at the White Sox with 93, and everyone else in that division is below 500. It seems grossly unfair because this isn't like football where, you know, you go from a 7-9, say, Buccaneer team to win a Super Bowl because there's a salary cap. Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll ever realign this where there's a balanced schedule? And would you like to see that?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know if that's part of the negotiations on the table. I doubt it. I think that maybe unless there's some, you know, they do expansion, they expand a couple teams and they realign divisions. I don't know that. It's really not an excuse for us. I mean, I'm not looking at it as mm-hmm. like poor us that we're in with four teams that, you know, all four of those teams won 90 plus games and they also play each other 80, you know.
Yeah.
So, they play, yep. So you put one of those four teams in a different division and who knows what their records would be because we play each other so much. But yeah, we just got to get better. I mean, that's just the bottom line and we are. I mean, you look at our organization, the organization is improved. And we have a lot more talent in our organization now than we did 3 years ago. And now it's when those guys start to trickle into the big leagues, then the formula is to surround them with the right veterans, to continue to add at the major league level. We just haven't added at the major league level, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of resources that have gone to the minor leagues at this point, and rightfully so. International, which was bare before we got here. Analytics, which was bare. So there's a lot of things that they had to start from the ground up 3 years ago. It just takes time. It's not football. You don't drop the quarterback and all of a sudden you're a playoff team the next year with a balanced schedule. It's not NBA where you can hit on a first round pick and then sign a free agent. And that's two of your five. And all yeah. of a sudden now you're a competitive team. It's baseball. And there's 26, 28 guys on a club. And guys don't come out of the draft right to the show. And so it's just, you got to, as much as it stinks, you got to just be a little bit patient with the process of it. We have been, I understand frustration about it because it's not easy. It's hard to watch at times, but I think we're moving in the right direction, and I'm invested in that.
Hey, Brandon, can you give me a couple of favorite moments from this season? I mean, there were a lot of cool things that happened with seeing Sed go 30-30, Trey Mancini coming back. Hayes had a nice run there. Means throws a no-hitter. I think there are a lot of individual accomplishments.
You named all the moments.
I say, yeah.
You left him with nothing.
Yeah. Well, what's he going to say now?
Yeah, no. Maybe there's a couple other ones in there that.
I don't want to rank, but I think you did. I mean, you mentioned them. I mean, starting off with Trey, that's obviously number one is Mancini coming back from what he went through, being out a full year chemo, 6 months, no off season. That's what people don't understand either. This guy had zero off season, and get ready in January to go play 150 games or whatever he played. Like it's kind of unrealistic at this point. What he did, and an amazing character, amazing how tough he is. As well as still, it's cancer. So, for a 28-year-old kid to go through what he did and then come back, and for me that's the number one story. Because it just you see the reaction around the league, the home run derby, that was goosebumps moment. So Trey's definitely number one. Cedric season, Means is no hitter, amazing individual accomplishments by two wonderful guys. So happy for Cedric, just because of what he went through. Also, from the standpoint of adversity, dealing with failure, down to Double-A, work his way back, and then go 30-30, which is never done at Baltimore. Like that's mind blowing. And then Means he's no hitter in Seattle. I was fortunate to be a part of a couple beforehand, never as a manager, and, getaway day, Seattle, day game, we're playing well, is to win a series. We've got John Means on the mound, he throws a no-hitter. And that was a playoff team, or borderline playoff team, almost a playoff team, that he did it against on the road. So, yeah, we did have some shining moments, there's no doubt about it. Hopefully we'll have more going forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.